post-war Britain, and I thought seriously about my future. I mean, up to that time, just a boy, you know, opportunity when it came up. But I was back here, I was 21, 22, and I started thinking seriously. And I'd been an officer in charge of men and materials. The idea of returning to a low-graded clerical job was far from appealing. Mm-hmm. And many, many other lads must have felt the same. However, with hundreds of men and women returning to Sibbie Street, jobs were in short supply. And I decided to take up the offer of resuming with the railway. And I was lucky, you know, because I hadn't been a permanent member of staff up to the time I left, because everybody was just temporary. Mm-hmm. So when I came back, I think my father had probably had something to do with it, but I was offered a permanent job in the railway when I got back. My dad was very supportive during these difficult post-war years. Difficult in the sense that to adjust from being in a position of responsibility to a somewhat humble occupation. I'd not been a member of permanent staff, I was telling you that. But my dad paid my superannuation while I was away, and that was to pay off later on in life when it came to retirement type, because it added a couple of years to my contributions.
This was still LMS, wasn't it?
Still LMS. Like myself, hundreds of men returned to the railways after the war, and many took up the offer of jobs abroad. Africa, South America, India, particularly those advertised through the Crown Colonies in the Railway Gazette, the Railways Magazine.